Morning, everyone. Today's Daf Nazir is Daf Yud Aleph. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf. Daf is long as Zech and Ishmael's Libig Ariella Bashmuel. We begin the very top of the Amud at the Mishnah Mazgulos. A cup of wine is poured. The Amar Harini Nazir, and instead of saying no thank you, so he says, Harini Nazir, no, I'm not drinking wine today, I'm a Nazir. I missed an important word of the Mishnah. Let's go over that Mishnah one more time and let's read that word with a little emphasis. The Amar Harini Nazir Mimenu. I'm a Nazir from that cup. Okay, so his declaration is a little bit confusing because generally speaking, Nazirus is a state of being. It encompasses everything. You are a Nazir. You're a Nazir for a limited amount of time, but you're a Nazir. But he doesn't say that. He says, Harini Nazir Mimenu. I'm a Nazir from the cup of wine. So the Mishnah says, Harini Nazir. Despite the fact that he's only pointing to that one cup of wine, and he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from that one cup of wine, but he has taken on Nazirus in totality. Then the Mishnah tells us a story. And the story goes like this. It's a short story. Maisa Beisha Achas. There was a story with a woman. Shaisa Shikura. She was drunk. Umazgulos Akos. And they poured a cup of wine. Ve'amra Harini Nazira Mimenu. And then she makes the following declaration. I'm a Nazir from that cup of wine. So it is almost identical to what we learned in the first part of the Mishnah. But here's where it gets interesting. Amru Chachamim lo niskav nizeh al lamar harehu alai karban. Chachamim heard the incident. The Chachamim said she's not a Nazir or a Nazira. But rather, her only intent was to simply reject the cup of wine that's being offered to her. She's drunk, so she doesn't want to drink anymore. So she basically saying no thank you, but instead of saying no thank you, she's saying, I don't want that cup of wine, and she uses the word Nazir just simply as a way of rejecting that one cup of wine, but she's not taking upon herself Nazirus in totality.
But the words are the same.
So the Gemara points out, Maisa Lister. So what we have over here is we have a contradiction between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah, because her words are identical to the first half of the Mishnah, and in the first half of the Mishnah, we say that this person's a Nazir, and then the story goes ahead and upsets exactly that which we learned. Before we go on and read the Gemara and read what the Gemara is going to respond to this question, it's a very simple question, but let's deal with a very basic issue. And that is that in the story, let's deal with two issues in the Mishnah. The first issue we'll deal with in the Mishnah is that this person takes on being a Nazir Mimenu, from the wine. That was the first case in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, he's a Nazir, this person's going to be a Nazir. We got to go all the way back to Daf Gimel and the Masechta and remind ourselves of a Machlokas. This Machlokas is coming up two times in today's Daf. So it's a good Machlokas to remind ourselves of. What if, this is a Gemara back on Daf Gimel, Gimel Medbeis, what if you take on Nazirus but only one aspect of Nazirus? In other words, you say I'm going to be Nazir from wine, but you don't mention mace and you don't mention hair and you just simply say wine. So what did we learn earlier in the Masechta? That's Machlokas Tanaim. Between Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham. And Rabbi Shimon says you're not going to be a Nazir, because Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that you're only going to be a Nazir if you subscribe to all three aspects of Nazirus, otherwise you're not a Nazir. Mm-hmm. And the Chacham say no, that as long as you commit yourself to one aspect of Nazirus, you're going to be a Nazir, even if you don't mention the other two. You still, and by the way, it's important to point out, you're going to be a Nazir for all three aspects, even though you only mention one of the three aspects. So this Mishnah over here, could Rabbi Shimon be going like our Mishnah over here? The Gemara does not have that discussion. The Rishonim had that discussion, but that's just the first point to bring up in the Mishnah, is that maybe our Mishnah is only going like the Chachamim, and it's not going like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says that you have to adopt all three aspects of Nazirus. Okay. That's one point. But let's get on to a second point in the Mishnah, certainly an interesting one, and that is, let's go to the story in the Mishnah. The story in the Mishnah involved a woman who was drunk, and they offered her another cup of wine. She said no thank you, but she didn't say no thank you. She said, I read in Nazir Mimenu. And the Mishnah goes on to say how she's not a Nazir, which is contradictory to the first statement of the Mishnah, and we're going to resolve that contradiction momentarily. But just dealing with one aspect, and that is, she's drunk. If she's drunk, so then, whatever she says should have no bearing whatsoever. In other words, there is no legal significance to something to coming out of the person who's drunk. A person who's drunk is a law bardas, does not have his, or in this case, her wits about her, and so therefore, any declaration she makes is not going to be binding because she's drunk. Okay. Now, intuitively, we all know this, but halachically, it's true as well. There are different levels of drunk. So the Rambam writes over here that when we say that she's drunk, it doesn't mean that she's lot drunk, right? The most in halacha, I'm talking in halacha, the most severe level of drunk is lot drunk, right? So drunk that you don't even know that you're having relations with your own daughter. So she's not lot drunk. This is the Rambam. in his Perusha Mishnah, in his explanation of our Mishnah. She's not low drunk, because had she been low drunk, then there wouldn't even have been a question. Meaning her declaration of her being a Nazir, or the question of her becoming a Nazir, doesn't even get off the ground, because if she were to be that drunk, so then she would have, then they would just disregard her statement altogether. So the Rambam writes that she must have been, what we would call over the limit. In other words, she was at some level of inebriation, but she was not fully drunk, because had she been fully drunk, so then we wouldn't even be having this discussion. That is what the Rambam writes as an explanation of our Mishnah. The Rashash, I don't normally quote Achronim, but such an interesting Rashash. And the Rashash says, I think we could offer a very simple pshat in our Mishnah, and it just also very, just it speaks very well to the human condition. Well, Anias Daiti Nira. I'm reading from the Rashash inside, so you can listen. The Shikora Vishikora Hamorim Kam Hema Shemos To Arim. So the Rashash says that I think the word Shikora over here doesn't mean that she's currently drunk. It's just an adjective. It's a description of her, otherwise known what we would call an alcoholic. So La Asher Mishtakim Barov Yemeim B'Shikras. Most of the time they were drunk over their lives. Ava Ata Ena Shikurim Klal. But over here they're not drunk at all. Meaning, we could be discussing a scenario where the woman is not drunk to any degree, but she was a drunk most of her life. And she's now clean. She's off the wagon. So, and when she was saying, no, I'm a nazir from it, it's not because she currently is drunk, but because she knows that she has but one more cup of wine, it's going to put her right back on the path of alcoholism. So the Rashash says that could be the pshat in our Mishnah. In other words, we're not dealing with someone who's drunk currently, but we're dealing with somebody who is a drunk. In other words, as a descriptive term of the person. Okay.
Which makes sense with the Mishnah, and Rambam's explanation does not make sense for the Sefer.
Well, I mean, the Rambam's explanation is his explanation. I'll defend that explanation, but you're right, though. It's an excellent way to explain the Mishnah, and it also provides, it resolves the Rambam's issue. In other words, she's not currently drunk. Okay, anyway. Maisa Lister. Gemara takes up our Mishnah, and then Gemara is bothered by our... by the simple contradiction of the Mishnah. And so Amar Reisha Reza Nazir, because in the Reisha the Mishnah said, such a person is a Nazir. And then the story regarding the woman, and the conclusion over there was, she's not a Nazir. And her only intent was to forbid herself from this particular cup of wine. But she's not taking on Naziris in general. So the Gemara says, we're missing part of the Mishnah. I'll remind myself what we learned in yesterday's daf, right? Tosus was bothered by the question yesterday. We had an opportunity yesterday to say Chesur Mechzor, and we didn't. And Tosus says Klal Gadol, just as a general rule throughout Shas, when do we say Chesur Mechzor? We say it all the time. But when do we get a chance to say it? When there's something inherently wrong with the Mishnah. Something is blatantly wrong with the Mishnah, so then the Gemara is going to default to the answer of Chesur Mechzor. There must be something missing from the Mishnah. But if there's nothing inherently wrong with the Mishnah, so then we're not going to say Chesur Mechzor. Here's like a perfect example. There's something inherently wrong with the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to employ the response of Chesur Mechzor. So v'hachi k'tani mazgalov z'kos v'amarein enazir mimenu harez enazir. So if a person was offered a cup of wine and he says no thank you, but he doesn't say no thank you, he says harein enazir mimenu, so he's going to be nazir. V'im shikurhu, this is now the missing part of the Mishnah, and that is, but if the person is a drunk, now again we could say one of two pshatim, either like the Rambam, partially drunk, or we could say like the Rashash, a past alcoholic. V'im shikuru v'amar harin nazir memenu, and then he's saying no thank you, ain't no nazir. He's not going to be nazir. My time, huh? Come on, dama, hurry, I like carbon who? Because all he's just trying to do is simply say, I'm not drinking that cup of wine. I'm not taking on nazirs. I'm just simply rejecting that cup of wine. And if you want to reject that cup of wine, so why don't you just simply say, hey, you know what, that cup of wine is like a carbon to me. Make a nether from that one cup of wine. Why are you using the word nazir? So the Gemara says, Savra my sin lay achrina. Excuse me. Savra my sin lay achrina matzarin lay. So the Gemara says, because if all I say is I prohibit myself through a nether, that cup of wine, so, but you know how people get. It's unfortunate, but people do get this way. And that is, someone's drunk a little bit, you know what? Give him another. So even though I'm saying no to this cup of wine, but they may offer me another cup of wine. So Amaluhu Amilsa Dipsikalu. So you know what? I'm going to say something right now where that's it. Conversation over. Meaning, don't give me this cup of wine, don't give me another cup of wine. I'm going to say the word Nazir. Not because I'm taking Naziris upon myself, but I just simply do not want to drink, period. And so therefore, I'll just use the word Nazir, and that'll be a conversation ender. Meaning, I'm not drinking wine. And then the Gemara tells us a story regarding this woman that validates that missing portion of the Mishnah. Okay. So basically now we have understood the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah in light of this Sefer of the Mishnah. The ratio says that if a person says, Harini Nazir Mimenu, you are Nazir. However, if there's context, and the context is that someone's offering you a cup of wine and you're saying no, and you want to be insistent about your no, so you use the word Nazir, and the Gemara explained that the only reason why you're using the word Nazir is so they don't offer you this cup of wine, not a second cup of wine, meaning that's it, done. Not because you want to be a Nazir, simply because you don't want any more wine. Okay. That's the first Mishnah of today. Next Mishnah. Okay, this first Mishnah starts off great. I'm going to be a Nazir, but with only one simple condition, and that is, of course, I get to drink wine. Meaning, I love the idea of being a Nazir, but I'm not buying into this whole wine thing. Okay, so I'll be a Nazir, but I'll drink wine. Okay, good? So the Mishnah says, Shei Shosiyayin. Umitam lamesim, or I know this is going to sound a little unusual, but I'll be a Nazir, yeah, but I'm still going to go to the cemetery. I need to. Anyway, yeah. Correct. And by the way, you joke, but you'll just see in a moment that that's absolutely correct. Meaning, I have to go to the cemetery for reasons which we'll explain later. Although they're not that fancy reasons. He needs a parnosa. He needs an earning. So I'll be a Nazir, but I got to go to the cemetery. So hareiz a Nazir va'asa b'kulan. So the Mishnah starts off by saying he's a Nazir, and with all the rules and regulations and restrictions of a Nazir, he won't drink wine, and he'll have to go to the. And he can't go to the cemetery, right? And what's happening over here? So Tosus points out, as the Gemara later on will point out in just a moment, he's masna amashikasa b'tara. He's trying to rewrite the laws of the Torah. He can't do that. Torah says that a Nazir can't drink wine. He's making a condition. Doesn't his condition is just simply ineffective. And his original statement, however, still is intact. Meaning he declared himself to be a Nazir. He's just trying to rewrite the conditions of the Torah. You can't do that. Ein adam asna mashakasa b'Torah. You can't rewrite the Torah.
But it wasn't almanat, though. The whole point is it was almanat. Doesn't make it.
Almanat is a condition. And you cannot make a condition that goes against the Torah. Period. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Tosfos says it over here. Gemara is going to say it later on. Wonderful. Okay. V'asa b'kulam. Yodea initiation is zero. Here we go. Case number two in the Mishnah. There are three cases in total. Case number two. Yodea initiation is zero. So v'aini yodea shanazir asa b'yayin. Okay. I knew about this concept of naziros, and I liked the idea. I became a nazir, but you know what? I didn't know about wine. Okay. That's a lot of amaratzos. That's a lot of just not knowing. Meaning, I say that because it's stated explicitly in the Torah. So you really have to not know. But okay, let's trust that he's being honest. So he didn't know. So aser. So I'm sorry. Ava eni yodeh shanazir aser b'yayin. Hareza aser. Rabbi Shimon matir. So here we have a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakam says he's a nazir. Rabbi Shimon says no, he's not. And what is this? Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. So for the second time this morning, we take ourselves all the way back to Daf Gimel and Masech the Nazir, and we remind ourselves, how do you become a Nazir? Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, that we learned back on Daf Gimel and Beis. According to the Chachamim, if you accept one aspect of being a Nazir, you become a full-fledged Nazir. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're only going to become a Nazir if you accept upon yourself all three aspects of Naziris. So over here, this person genuinely did not know that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So he accepted part of Naziris, not all of Naziris. So perfect. So now what we're seeing over here is the same machlokas that we saw back on Daf Gimel and Beis. According to the Chachamim, he's not going to be a Nazir. Sorry. Let me say that again, and let me say it correctly. According to the Chachamim, he is going to be a Nazir. Because even though he didn't know about this wine thing, But he accepted the other two, and that's enough. And truth be told, he only has to accept one aspect of Nazirus, and that's going to be enough. He's going to be a Nazir. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, no. You do not get into Nazirus unless you know about all three, and you accept upon yourself all three. Okay, good. Yodea anisha anazir asubiyan aval savra itisha chachamim matirin li mimesha aniyachol lachios ella biyayin. And in the third case over here, you say the following: I'm going to become a Nazir, and I know what Nazirus entails. I get it. But here's what I thought: I thought that I would be able to go to a Chacham, and the Chacham would be able to get me out of this wine drinking aspect. Meaning, I can't handle all three aspects of being a Nazir. So I thought that I'll become a Nazir, and the Chachamim can just kind of like carve out a little loophole. In other words, they'll let me drink wine. Or says the Mishnah, I need to go to the cemetery. I need a job. I need to run the funeral home. So I thought I'll become a Nazir, and I thought the Chachamim could get me like a little, carve out a little heter for me. So Harei Motar Rabbi Shimon Oster. So here now, this is the most confusing part of the Mishnah, where everyone has done a role reversal. Mm-hmm. The Chachamim say you're not a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon says you are a Nazir. Now that is unbelievably confusing. In other words, if anything, we would have expected just the opposite. So stay tuned, as the Gemara itself later on is going to be bothered by this very question.
According to the Gemara, the first one, which makes it tonight, it says he's a Nazir and he makes it tonight. If he makes it tonight first and then say I'm a Nazir,
shouldn't make a difference. In other words, again, he's making a condition against that which the Torah says.
No, but the rabbi say he's going to be a Nazir.
Yeah.
But if he says the Nazir said afterwards.
I understand your point, but it shouldn't matter. Meaning a condition against the Torah is just simply a disregard. That's okay. V'liflag nami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. So we start off with the following. There are three points in this Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon argues on points number 2 and 3, and Rabbi Shimon remains silent on point number 1. So it only begs the question, which the Gemara is now asking. Is Rabbi Shimon arguing on the first case in the Mishnah? Seems not. V'lifilagnami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. Why not have Rabbi Shimon argue in the first case as well? I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, chalukai Rabbi Shimon, af Bereisha. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, well, you don't see Rabbi Shimon in the Reisha, but he's there. Meaning, because in the Reisha, what essentially is the person saying? The person saying, I'm going to be a Nazir, but I'm going to be able to drink wine. So basically, what is he saying? I'll take on some of the aspects of Nazirus, but not all of them. So in the Mishnah says, with no dispute, he's going to be a Nazir. Shouldn't Rabbi Shimon be disputing? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, he is. You don't see it in the Mishnah, but he's disputing that first case in the Mishnah as well. Which makes sense, because he's trying to accept only part of Nazirus. No such thing. Fine. Ravina Amar Bereisha Lo Palig Rabbi Shimon. And Ravina says no. Rabbi Shimon is not arguing in the first case of the Mishnah. He is conspicuously absent from the first case of the Mishnah, and there's a reason why. Because he's in agreement with the first case of the Mishnah. My time, Mishum Dahavale Masna Mashikasa Batar. And here's where the Gemara says it. Because what he's trying to do is he's trying to rewrite the Torah. The Chola Masna Mashikasa Batara Tana Bata. And if you make a condition that goes against the Torah, your condition is just simply disregarded. The statement and the commitment is still there, the condition is disregarded. So that means to say that I'm going to be a Nazir. Commitment. I'm a Nas, but with the condition that I'm able to drink. Well, wait a second. The Torah says a Nazir is not allowed to drink. You're trying to rewrite the Torah. You can't rewrite the Torah. You are therefore a Nazir. Condition is simply negated. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree. Now, that's Ravina's understanding of our Mishnah. What about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? He doesn't subscribe to this principle of Masna Mashikasa Batara. Ravi Yeshua ben Levi, Amalacha, Hai Amanas, Kichutz Dami. No, you're misunderstanding the word Amanas. And Hedy, this may touch on your point. The way that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi understands our Mishnah is that although he said the word Amanas, and Amanas is generally understood as a condition, actually in this context it means Chutz. I'm going to be another with the exclusion, not the condition, but with the exclusion of this wine. So, he's not trying to rewrite the Torah. He's just simply saying, I understand what the Torah says, but I would like to take on only part of Nazirus. Oh, if that's the right way to understand the Mishnah, so now you hear the point of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So that means then that according to Rabbi Shimon, he's not going to be a Nazir, because he's only accepting upon himself part of the Nazirs, not all of the Nazirs. Tanya Kavasa de Ravina, even though the Amoraim debate how the correct way to understand our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon arguing in the first case of the Mishnah, nevertheless, we have a Brisa, and the Brisa supports Ravina. If a person says that I'm going to be Nazir on condition that I'm going to drink wine or that I'm going to go to the cemetery, he's a Nazir. He's still going to be a Nazir. This is the Brisa. Because he's trying to make a condition against the Torah. Anyone who does so, his tanai is going to be batal, his condition is going to be simply negated. A word over here for just a moment on this idea of making conditions for Nazirus. Okay. Tosus over here is bothered and asks a very powerful question. And that is the following. What did we learn about conditions? We just spoke about this two days ago. What do we know? How do we know about conditions? Meaning, what is this idea of making a tanai, making a condition? So it comes from the Torah, and it comes from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven wanted not to go into Eretz Yisrael, but wanted the land just east of the Jordan. So they sat with Moshe and then negotiated with Moshe. So Moshe said, look, we'll give you the land, but on condition. And he made it tanai. So that really is the prototype for tanai, for tanaim in the Torah. Okay.
Yesterday you said that's tanai kafel, that only applies between humans.
Right, that's a requirement of tanai kafel.
Right.
But this, in other words, the idea of tanai, just the basic idea of tanai comes from over there. That is a tanai kafel. Okay, but just, that's the idea.
It's not a smorgasbord, chicken cheese.
All right, well that for sure is true. Tosus over here is bothered by the following question. And that is the following. We know that conditions are effective and work only in a scenario where I could also subcontract this as well to somebody else, what we would call shlichus. So, if in a scenario where I can do shlichus, so I can make it tanai. In a scenario where I cannot do shlichus, I can't make it tanai. So, Tosus over here is bothered by assuming that rule, which the Gemara in Ksuvas talks about. So, assuming that rule, so then Tosus is bothered by a very simple question. And that is, we're talking now about a person becoming a Nazir. You see, as opposed to something like marriage, for example. So, marriage, oddly enough, but it's true, the first stage of marriage, can be done ayidei shliach. So, I can go ahead and be mekadesh a woman, and I can deputize somebody to be my shliach and to be mekadesh the woman for me. So now that I could do it through shlichus, so I could also make a tanai in the kedushin. Or even, let's go back to the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was negotiating with B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven. Now, he could have also done it in ayidei shlichus. Not only could he have done it ayidei shlichus, he did do it ayidei shlichus. Meaning, he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua went into Eretz Yisrael. So what Moshe did is he deputized Yehoshua to basically be the allocator, the determinant of who is going to get the land of Eretz Yisrael. So that was done ayidei shlich, and therefore a tanai could be made. So Tosus is over here, right on this daf, right here, is bothered by a very simple question. How can we have a conversation about tanai as it relates to Nazir when all said and done, you can't subcontract Nazirus? I can't say, hey, you know what, do me a favor. I like the idea of becoming a Nazir, but you know what? You'll do it for me. Okay, good. That should be the reaction. Because intuitively, we all know. You can't do that. So if you can't subcontract Nazirus, so how can we talk about it tonight?
I need Nazir. I can't subcontract.
Oh, hold on. You're one step ahead of me. Which is good. But I'll catch up to you. Just give me a second. So, Tosus asked this question. Tosus Dehavi Masa Mashikotsa Betorah. So take a look at Tosus inside. I'm going to start about four or five lines into Tosus. Im Tomar. V'tepikle de Nazir Siyef Shalei Kayim Ayidei Shliach. Tosus asks exactly this question, which is that, you know, you can't do Nazir through an agent. Da'amra Ba'amad, did it be Inan Tanai Dumi Dibnei Gar B'nei Reuven? Shiniz Kayim HaMaisa Ayidei Yehoshua. Just like B'nei Gar B'nei Reuven, where Moshe did deputize Yehoshua to be the agent, Shayashliach Moshe, Yehoshua served as an agent of Moshe, V'asa Mahani Tanai Levatal HaMaisa V'lo Ba'alma. There a Tanai would work. But if you cannot make a shliach, you cannot make a tanai. So Tosos is now bothered by a very simple question. It's basic. How can we even have a conversation about tanai as it relates to being a nazir when you can't make a shliach? So v'yesh lamar, so Tosos over here offers the following answer. So Tosa says, you could do Nazirus Ayyidei Shliach. What's the, how can that be? Not the term of your Nazirus, but the Karbonos that come at the end. The Karbonos that come at the end could be brought by somebody else, could be sponsored by somebody else. In other words, you don't have to be the one bringing the Karbon, somebody else could be bringing it. He's your shliach in doing so? It's true. I do hear you. But again, I'm just going over Tosus' answer. But someone's doing it for you. And so therefore Tosus says that that's why we can have a conversation of shlichus as it relates to Nazirus. And now we have some form of shlichus as it relates to Nazirus. So therefore we can also have a tanai as it relates to Nazir as well. First of all, this answer of Tosus presupposes, and we made this point yesterday. I think yesterday. I keep saying yesterday. Okay, we've been here for a week and a half. So at some point since the beginning of the Masechta, so we pointed out that what you could have done easily in the world of Nazir is you could have segregated the term of Nazir so the Karbonos that come at the end. But often is the time where we find that the Karbon that you bring at the end is really linked to the Nazirus. Meaning it's really one and the same thing. And from this answer in Tosfos, you certainly get that sense as well. Tosfos says, how can I subcontract Nazirus or the Karbonos at the end? What does the Karbonos at the end have to do with your Nazirus? And the answer probably is that it's a package deal. Your Nazirus and the Karbonos at the end are not two different categories, but really one and the same. Okay, good. That's one point we can make. And now finally, I'll catch up to what Danny suggested earlier. And that is Rabbi Kiva Eger's point. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gemara over here is bothered on this answer of Tosus by a very simple question. You know, this is not the first time we're talking about Tanai. We've been talking about Tanai throughout Masechet Nedarim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks over here, right on the daf. He says, you know, it's a great answer as it relates to a Nazir. A Nazir could be done Ayidei Shliach, meaning the Karbonos at the end. But that's by a Nazir. But in Nedarim in general, there's no Karbonos at the end of a Neder. A Neder is, I'm going to prohibit this. And how often did we find in Masechta Nedarim, you know, I'll prohibit this, but only if, and you make it Tanai. And there's no Shlichus as it relates to a Neder. And you can't say that there are Karbonos at the end, because there are no Karbonos at the end. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is really bothered by Tosa's suggestion over here, that it's the Karbonos at the end that can be done on Yidei Shliach. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, yeah, but that's not true by Nedarim. Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves it as a question. He doesn't offer an answer, and I'm not going to be so bold as to make a suggestion myself. Okay. Leave it as a question. Okay, back to our Gemara. We're on the very bottom of Yad Alpha Mid Aleph, continuing in the Gemara. Yodei Anisha Anozir Asur B'Yayin. So now we're going to be focusing on cases numbers 2 and 3 in the Mishnah. Again, case number 1 in the Mishnah, I'm going to be a Nazir, but on condition that I'm able to drink wine. So the Mishnah, in the first case of the Mishnah, we say, you're going to be a Nazir. You're trying to rewrite the Torah, it doesn't work. Okay, you're going to be a Nazir. Case number 2, I want to be a Nazir, I just never knew about this business of wine. Who knew? So what did the Mishnah say? It's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Chachamim say you're going to be a Nazir, Rabbi Shimon said you're not going to be a Nazir. And then we get on to case number 3 in the Mishnah. Case number 3 in the Mishnah, I knew about everything. I accepted to be a Nazir. I thought that there would be a rabbi out there that can help me and simply write for me some sort of heter so that I'm able to drink wine, or some sort of heter so I can go to the cemetery. So what happened in that last case in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon says, you are going to be a Nazir, and the Chachamim say, you're not going to be a Nazir. And after having gone over the second case in the Mishnah, the third case in the Mishnah is simply baffling. The Gemara is addressing that right now. What happened between case number 2 and 3? Or in case number 3, everyone flipped. So, Eimanami Hareza Asur Rabbi Shimon Matir. So, the first answer of the Gemara is basically take out your pen, go back to the Mishnah, go to the end of the Mishnah,
edit.
I know it's correct. Mechlefes Hashita. So and edit the Mishnah. And the Mishnah should end off by saying the Tanakhama says you're a Nazir, because even though you accepted only part of the Nazirus, but that's sufficient. as per the Gemara that we did back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're not a Nazir. Because in order to be a Nazir, you must accept upon yourself all three aspects of Nazirus. So that's the first answer of the Gemara, and it's a little bit radical, but okay, edit the Mishnah. Or the Gemara says, or let's not do that. Let's leave the Nusach HaMishnah as it is, and let's make the following suggestion. Hasam, Reisha Kigon Denazim Echada. In the first case of the Mishnah, where you're accepting upon yourself one aspect of Nazirus, you didn't even know there was another aspect. You didn't know about the wine. So the Rabbanan Darmin Dafilo Nazir Ela Meachas Man Havi Nazir Vaster. So now again, we're just going to go back to Daf Gemom and base and plug it in. According to the Chachamim, partial Nazirus is Nazirus, and you're going to be a Nazir. Le Rabbi Shimon Dama Ashiyazir Mikula Mutter. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you must accept upon yourself all three aspects of Nazirus. Good. That's case number two in the Mishnah, that's fine. And now we move on to case number three. Seifa, denada mikulu. In the Seifa, you accepted all three. Ve'itsho mechada. And now, what you would like is an extraction. She'ela, meaning Nazirus is an eder, and like we discussed in the last three prakim, Masechta Nedarim, there's a way to get out of an eder by going to a chacham and asking a she'ela. Here as well, you're going to a chacham and you're trying to get out of your Nazirus. But here's where it gets interesting. I don't want to get out of my entire Nazirus. I'm only interested in really getting out of one aspect of my Nazirus. Okay. Now, it's a bund. It's a package deal. You can't be a part Nazir. It's all or nothing. And you accepted all of it. And now you want an extraction, but you only want an extraction from one aspect of it. So now here's an interesting point. According to the Chachamim, the way you get in is the same way you can get out. Just like you can get into Nazirus with only accepting one aspect of Nazirus, you can also get out of Nazirus even if you're only trying to exclude yourself from one aspect of the Nazirus. So the trigger to get in is the same trigger to unlock and to get out of Nazirus. And for Rabbi Shimon, we're going to make the same exact point. Rabbi Shimon Damar Shiyazim Mikulam Ki Mishol Nami Me'ahu Ad Demishol Mikulo. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can only become a Nazir by accepting upon yourself all three. That means that according to Rabbi Shimon, you can only extract yourself from Nazirus if you're asking a She'ela on all three. Meaning you have to go to a Chacham and you have to work out with him that I can't be a Nazir because I didn't want the wine drinking, the cemetery going, and the hair cutting, or the lack thereof. Meaning, and you have to go to a Chacham and try to extract yourself from all three aspects. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if you can't ask a She'ela on all three aspects, you're not going to be released from your Nazirus. Mishum Hachi Ketani Rabbi Shimon Aser. That is another way, very creative way, of explaining the second half, the third point of the Mishnah.
Why would Rabbi Shimon have to get out? He never got
in? No. The Gemara is saying that after you get in, meaning you got in because you accepted all three. Now, after you get in, what the Mishnah in the third point is dealing with is extraction, getting out of it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only going to work if you're petitioning all three aspects.
When we apply the principle that if part of the neder falls apart, the entire neder falls apart, so this guy right. Doesn't, you know...
But this is Nazir, though. In other words, I hear you...
That's a subsection of neder, partially neder, partially shuvah.
Right, but you're right. Nazir is one Nazirus with three components to it. Okay. Okay, fine. And the Gemara over here says, or it could very well be that this machlokus at the tail end of our Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim has nothing to do with partial Nazirus, but rather it's an issue of Nidrei Onsen, which we discussed previously. When I say previously, I mean back in Masechet Nedarim. Did not our bar Nedarim mitir Chachamim? This takes us all the way back to the beginning of Masechet Nedarim, not the very beginning, but the it was the beginning of the second or third parak. Okay, I'll have to look back, remind myself. But there are four Nedarim of the Chachamim Ramatir, which is Nidrei Zuruzim, Nidrei Avai, Nidrei Shkagos, Nidrei Onsen. And I'm not going to go through all four of them again right now, please forgive me. But right now, let's focus on Nidrei Onsen. Nidrei Onsen is that Anus, right? Circumstances beyond your control. If you make a Neder as it relates to if you made a neder, or if you made a condition to get yourself into a neder, and then, ones, something happened that was beyond your control. So are you now bound to that neder? So like most of the time in the world of Ones, the answer is no, you didn't have control over the matter. And therefore it's not a neder. So now we know that the neder is not a viable neder. At least on a rabbinic level, do you need to ask a she'ela? From the Torah perspective, it's not a neder at all. But you said it. So do the Chachamim require you to ask a Sheila? And this is subject to a machlokus amongst the Amoraim. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi says that yes, you do need a Sheila at least on a rabbinic level. And when this was said over in front of Shmuel, Shmuel said, No. Meaning it's not a neder at all, period. You don't have to ask a sheila, not on a level of Daraisa, and not even on a level of the Rabbanan. You don't have to ask a sheila. So now the Chachamim, so Rabbanan Savri Kishmov, Rabbi Shimon Karavasi. And maybe over here, that's exactly what's going on. Meaning the last case in our Mishnah is Nidre Onsin. And now, by the way, let's explain the Ones. What's the Ones over here? So Tosis over here points out, the Ones could simply be, Rabbeinu Tam gives the example, where let's say the person had money and didn't need employment, and then he takes upon himself becoming a Nazir. And then, unfortunately, what happens? His financial position takes a turn for the worse. He needs a job, and right now the only job available is he's got to go to the cemetery. So this is now, he made a neder, but Ones. In other words, now he's in dire straits, circumstances beyond his control. And so now, this would fall under the category of Nidre Onsen. Fine. So, min ha-Torah, the neder is not a neder. His nazirus is not a nazirus. However, does he need to petition a chacham at least on the level of derabbanan? So the Gemara says, that could be the machlokas. Rabbanan Tzavei Kishmol, the Chachamim hold like Shmuel. You don't have to go to a Chacham at all. Once it falls under the category of Nidre Onsen, the neder is done. Rabbi Shimon, Kerevasi, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Ravasi, who says that no, that at least on a Durabbanan level, you have to petition, and that could be another way to explain the Mishnah. Okay, just quick recap. We have three cases in our Mishnah, second Mishnah of today. First case was he's trying to rewrite the Torah. Second case was he simply didn't know that the prohibition of wine was part of Nazir. In the third case, he knew. He was just trying to, he was just hoping some nice rabbi would able to, you know, carve him out a little heter. So what happens in all three of these cases? In the first case, he's going to be a Nazir for the Gemara's conclusion of he's Masna Mashikasa Batara and Tanai Bato. In the second case, Machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. And clearly this is taking us back to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where it's a question of, if I try to get into part of the Nazir, does that get me into becoming a Nazir? Chachamim say yes, Rabbi Shimon says no. And that complements what we learned in the second case. The third case is the most trying case of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon says that he is going to be a Nazir, and the Chachamim say no, not at all. How did you understand that? So the Gemara had one of three suggestions. Suggestion number one, edit the Mishnah. And just simply have the third case parallel the second case. Suggestion number two of the Gemara is he got into the Nazirus, and it's just a question of extraction out of the Nazirus. How do you get yourself out of becoming Nazir? According to the Chachamim, getting out of part of it will release you from all of it. And according to Rabbi Shimon, no. Just like you need all three to get in, you need all three to get out. You need a she'ela from all three. Or the third way of explaining the last case in the Mishnah is that it's a nidre onsin, circumstances beyond his control. And now it's just a question of, on a Torah level, the nazirus is gone, but does he need to petition a chacham, at least on a rabbinic level? And that could be the machlokas at the end of the Mishnah. Let us continue. We are at the last Mishnah of today. Hareini nazir v'alai legaleich nazir. A person takes on the following declaration. I'm going to become a nazir. That's commitment number one. Commitment number two, I'm going to sponsor somebody else's Nazirus. Okay? I'm in a Nazir mood today. So I'm going to A, be a Nazir, and B, sponsor somebody else.
Spread the word.
Okay. Now, the friend hears this and, you know, sneezing is contagious, yawning is contagious. Okay, the acceptance of Nazirus is contagious. And Va'amar Va'ani. And he said the word, and me too. And just to make sure that everyone's clear, Valala Galeach Nazir. And I'm also going to sponsor somebody else's Nazirus. Okay. Now, Imayapichim. Now, if these two people are smart, so here's what you do. Megachin zed zeh. So then, a little quid pro quo, a little reciprocity. So what you do is, each one of them becomes a nazir and sponsors the other person. Good. Just a little financial advice coming out of the Mishnah. The imlav megachin nazirim achirim. However, if they weren't that quick and clever, so now, if they want to satisfy their commitment, they're going to have to A, serve as being a nazir, and of course conclude with paying for their own karbanos, and to satisfy their second commitment, they got to find somebody else who's a nazir and sponsor his karbanos as well. Okay. And the only question that we're going to finish off today's daf with is the following. In the Mishnah, what was the second person's response to the first person's commitment? He said, Va'ani, but he didn't stop there. He said, Va'alai lahavi, Va'alai lagalech nazir. He said, me too, and then he also said, and I'm going to sponsor somebody else. Now, what if he just simply said, me too? Is that me too going to be his affirmation of both commitments that he heard? He heard two commitments from the first person. One, I'm going to be a nazir. Two, I'm going to sponsor somebody else. And the second person just simply says the word va'ani. So how do you understand va'ani? Good question. So shama chamer v'chaver v'amar va'ani. Mahu? Va'ani akula diburi mashma, dema apagat diburi mashma. Is it going on the entire statement or just part of it? Imtzen salam apagat diburi mashma reisho seifa. And if we're going to say that it's only going on the part of the statement, which one? The first commitment to the second commitment, tashma. So the Gemara says, okay, let's look at our Mishnah. Va'ani v'ala legalech nazir. So we quote the Mishnah, and then the Gemara comments. What's happening in that statement? He says the words va'ani, followed up with va'alai. So it must be that the words va'ani is not going in everything, because had it been going in everything, he wouldn't need to say any more. So it must be that the word va'ani is going on part of the first person's commitment. Amri in, apagat dibur mashma. So the Gemara says, good, point well taken. Miu areshu asefa. But the Gemara is now going to ask a follow-up question, which we already kind of know the answer to, but let's go through the Gemara. Is it going, when you say the word va'ani, is it going on the first commitment of being a nazir, or is it going on the second commitment to sponsorship? Mina, the Gemara says, okay, we know the answer. Go back to the Mishnah, read the Mishnah again. Because look, what did he add after saying the word vani? He says, and I'm going to sponsor somebody else's nazir. So clearly the word vani is going only on the first commitment of becoming a nazir. Okay, good. And the Gemara now tries to be argumentative. How do you know? Maybe the word vani is going on everything. Right, both the first and second commitment. And the fact that he says the word va'alai, he's repeating himself. Just making sure everyone's clear about what he committed to. But the truth be told is that once he said the word vani, that is a total commitment to whatever he heard the first person say. Both the Nazirus and sponsorship of somebody else. Dilo temahachi diktani seifa, because look, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf the following. Hare alai legaleh chatzi nazir. I'm going to sponsor a half a nazir. Tomorrow we're going to discuss what exactly that means. But v'shamachaver v'amar v'ani. Alai legaleh chatzi nazir. And then, in tomorrow's Mishnah, we're going to have, again, somebody else overhearing the conversation, and he says, oh, me too, you know what? I'll take the second half. Hasamika tartimili. Now over there, that Mishnah, tomorrow's daf, is but one commitment, and that is sponsorship. There was no commitment about becoming a nazir. Elamai kamar alai ba'amilsa. Hachinamiki kamar alai ba'amilsa. So there, when he said the word alai, it wasn't an additional commitment, because there was only one commitment to begin with. Once you say the word vani, that covers everything. And Valai was just repetitive. Amalei Rava Hachi Ashta, Rava says, no, don't compare tomorrow's Mishnah to today's Mishnah. Look, here, in our Mishnah, it's necessary. Because there are two commitments in our Mishnah. So it's necessary to say the word Vani and Alai. In tomorrow's Daf, it's unnecessary. But fine. But you know how Mishnayos work. We do this all the time. Sometimes the Mishnayos will make a superfluous point for the purposes of symmetry. We have a Mishnah today, which we need the word valai. So tomorrow we're going to follow suit. However, if the word va'alai in today's Mishnah is just there for repetitive nature, as is in tomorrow's daf, where it's just there as a repetitive nature, so really in both cases they're unnecessary. So really the Mishnah would do that? The Mishnah would write the word va'alai, where in both Mishnahs it's unnecessary? Unlikely. So, v'tini sefer lotzricha. I'm sorry. That's it. Period. Iyamai reisha lotzricha sefer lotzricha. So, v'tini reisha lotzricha v'tini sefer lotzricha. Rhetorical question. Hard to imagine. So, the Gemara sticks to its original assertion that the ani by itself is only a confirmation of the first commitment, and then if he wants to also accept that second commitment of sponsorship of somebody else, he has to add the words va'alai. Period. Okay. Recap. Today's daf, we cover three Mishnayos. First one talked about the alcoholic who wants to reject a cup of wine. So the Mishnah says if he's not an alcoholic and he says the words Hareini Nazir Mimenu, he's going to be a Nazir. But if he is an alcoholic and he says Hareini Nazir Mimenu, that's just his way of saying, no, thank you. But he's not going to be a Nazir. Second Mishnah we learned today had three different cases in it, where we learned that if he's trying to rewrite the Torah, the condition is voided, but he's going to be a Nazir. Second case, he was ignorant about part of the Nazirus, Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. Third case, he thought some rabbi was able to help him out, Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. However, that position was flipped. How did you understand that last case? We went over three different ways to understand it. And the last mission we did today dealt with a person declaring himself to be a Nazir and also committing himself to sponsor somebody else. Somebody rejoined with a me too, and I'm also going to sponsor somebody else. So they should do a little reciprocity if they're clever. If not, they're going to have to be a Nazir and sponsor somebody else. And then we dealt with the last question of today. What do you do if he just simply said the word Vani? And the Gemara's response basically is, it's only a rejoinder to the first commitment of being a Nazir.